My entire career, you know, doing this work for, you know, more than two decades now, I've never compared and I've never brought up the Nazis. Mm. Now it's appropriate. And there were Germans who stood up to the Nazis and paid heavily. There were groups within German society, doctors, communists, others, who stood up and were sent to concentration camps and were executed. There were white South Africans, many of them, you know, were Jewish, Joe Slovo and Ruth First and others, who were aiding Nelson Mandela in the military operations of the ANC. White people who stood up and paid heavily, many were killed, bombed, exiled. Where's the Israeli opposition to Zionism? Where are the thousands, the hundreds, the anything, you know? If 100,000 Israelis went to the streets right now and demanded an end to the slaughter in Gaza, nobody would get killed. Maybe a few people will be arrested, but it's not going to be, nobody's going to get shot. It's not going to be like that. It's not like what the Nazis did to the dissenters. It's not like what the South African apartheid regime did to the dissenters. And where are they? So where is this liberal society? Where are these people? They're very comfortable being where they are, but they always fall. And they like being called peace, like a peace movement or a liberal Zionist. But when push comes to shove, they always line up and they toe the line with Zionism and they toe the line with a genocidal apartheid state.